It's Saturday, March the 28th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Boris Johnson has COVID-19 and Congress passes stimulus bill. First, the week in brief. Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, became the first world leader to test positive for COVID-19. His symptoms are said to be mild and he will self-isolate in his flat in Downing Street while continuing his duties. Britain's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has also caught the virus and is in self-isolation, as is Chris Whitty, England's Chief Medical Officer, who has said he has symptoms. Other senior government figures with whom they have been in close contact will now be monitored. The number of deaths due to COVID-19 rose sharply in Western Europe, setting new daily records in Britain, France, Germany, Italy and Spain. ISTAT, Italy's official statistics institute, produced the first significant economic data on the damage lockdown is doing to the country's economy, which show confidence among business people and consumers falling precipitously. America's House of Representatives gave its final approval to a $2 trillion stimulus bill to offset the economic destruction of the COVID-19 pandemic, and President Donald Trump signed it into law. America now has more than 100,000 confirmed infections, more than China or any other country. Hospitalizations in New York surged by 40% in a single day. 100 patients died. Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping discussed the COVID-19 pandemic in a phone call. Tensions have been high as Mr. Trump has insisted on calling SARS-CoV-2 the Chinese virus and accused China of withholding information about its spread. But the two sides offered mutual support. Mr. Xi assured Mr. Trump that China had been open about COVID-19 from the beginning. Mr. Trump also invoked emergency powers dormant since the 1950s to force General Motors to speed up its plunge into the manufacture of medical ventilators for use in hospitals. GM and a new partner, Ventec Life Systems, had been wasting time with negotiations, the president complained. He said America will make or buy 100,000 ventilators in the next 100 days. Following a similar move by British regulators, the European Securities and Markets Authority gave companies listed in the European Union more time to file their reports because of the disruption caused by the spread of COVID-19. The stock market regulator told member states to allow an extra 2 months for full-year accounts or a month for half-year accounts. India's central bank cut its benchmark interest rate to 4.4%, its lowest ever. The move came amid increasing concern about the economic effects of the country's 21-day lockdown imposed to help arrest the spread of COVID-19. The bank will also inject 3.7 trillion rupees, $49 billion of liquidity into the financial system. And editor's note, The Economist is making some of its most important coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic freely available to readers of The Economist Today, our daily newsletter. To receive it, register online at our website.